Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Maybe scoop a young flip from a reality show. I mean, how did you even make it? When all your tracks sound basic. I see you still acting like Senzo. I'm just saying, man, I'm not Jason. No, money make a brother go up. Funny how it make a girl go down. I'm a boss and I ain't talking about Rick Ross.
Who you talking about?
David Janeiro. Yeah. Roseville, stand up.
Yes, you are now tuned into the future. This is Young Swizz. What's good, bro?
What's good, bro?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So the song is blazing everywhere and already the remix is out.
Yep.
Why the remix? Why do firstly, teach us, why do people do remixes?
Well, I don't know about other people, but for me, I had to do it because I was pushing the original song pretty much by myself, just me and my boys. And you know, when you don't have enough reach, and you know how the industry is, so I couldn't reach out to the masses. So I figured, what's the best way to get to them? Let's do a remix for it. Plus, nice, the OGs are already like messing with the song. So
nice. But do you think it would blow up as big as it did?
Definitely. I think the remix is actually bigger than the original song right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, we even shot the video for the remix, and it's, like, on 2 charts on Trace already.
Yeah, nice.
You know, Channel O picked it up. Now we're waiting on MTV Base, you know.
Nice. But let's just talk about the concept, David Janeiro. For the benefit of those who have no idea what the metaphor is for, explain to us.
Oh, yeah, nah. David Janeiro is this bad guy. He's pretty much the villain on the TV show Rhythm City.
Yeah.
That plays on ETV. And yeah, so I've always been a fan of David Janeiro. Like, I always wanted to be like him. Like, he's that bad guy you want to be like. So I made a song about him and it picked up because Rhythm City made it their soundtrack.
Nice.
And so it became a like national hit.
Does he know about the song?
Oh yeah, definitely. He's in the video.
Yeah. So what happened the first time he heard the song and the first conversation he had with him? What did he say?
Well, when he heard the song, he tweeted the link. That's how I knew I heard the song.
Nice.
I was like, oh, check this out. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Then he followed me on Twitter. And then we started chatting and stuff. I was like, I really dig the song. You know, we should do a video for it. And
nice.
Stuff.
So he actually proposed to be on the video.
Yep.
He's a really cool guy.
That is dope. He's a really cool
guy. Is dope. So let's just quickly talk about you as Young Swizz. Who is Young Swizz and how did you get into the business?
Well, I come from Cameroon. I was born in Cameroon, moved to South Africa when I was 11 years old. And yeah, I lived in Rosettenville. And that's pretty much where I fell in love with hip hop, you know? And yeah, I told myself, this is really what I want to do. After high school, that's really all I wanted to do.
So you've been here since 11 in South Africa.
Yes,
have you been to back to Cameroon?
No.
You haven't since you...
I haven't. I haven't, man.
So you're not from Cameroon, because I can't even ask you anything about Cameroon in terms of the scene. But are you trying to connect with the hip hop scene that side? Are there any artists that you're working with?
Definitely.
Yeah.
The biggest artist from Cameroon, he actually won Best Newcomer in Africa last year, MTV Awards. His name is Stanley Eno.
Yeah.
We just did a song like 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we just did a song together that we drop in next month.
Ah, nice. So, do you have any plans of going back home?
Definitely.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna have to, man.
We're hanging out with Young Swizz, who's got one of the biggest songs out at the moment. In fact, the remix and the video are already out. Is this coming from an album that's already out, or is it in the works?
No, sir. I don't want to put out an album just yet.
Okay. What's the plan for you?
The plan is to just drop singles. Well, I believe in my next single, and I feel like it's gonna take me where I need to be, and then I can have people to actually give my album to.
Okay.
EP.
Alright. How are you on freestyling?
Freestyling.
You play around?
Oh, I try a cappella because I need to think about it, you know. I'm a hectic freestyler, so I don't do it over beats.
It's cool, but listen, what do you think about Junior's doing? Because he could play something and you could just mess around with that in the background. Or would you prefer?
Can I give you an a cappella first?
Yeah,
and then
that's
we
fine.
Can try something.
Let's do that. When we come back, we're gonna mess around some more with Young Swizz. Stand by, don't move.
It's O'Neal Africa. Cliff Central.
Yep, Young Swizz, you're on.
Alright, let's do this. Yo, I see these rappers plotting. I see the lack in vision. Like how you make house music while getting evicted. I hope to see the day my niggas living stress free. We out of order, but we still yelling, check please. Nowadays I keep a clip tight, my chick nice, my lips tight. I flick at her wrist and spit like I'm sick, right? Yeah, that's just real life. She can love it or hate it. I drop the top of the Porsche and I stick out my head and scream, mama, I made it. They try and put me in a boxing ring, but half these cats couldn't box the kid. Half these rappers love superficial luxury. But back to the boxing topic, how you trying to spar? Man, it's just rugby practice, why you try so hard? Look, I ain't only here for a season. I'm barely in the game and got two tricks with reason. So excuse me if I'm being a lot inconsiderate. Cause I remember when these niggas wouldn't consider me. They're trying to figure out my character. If I told you who I'm gunning for, you say the kid is arrogant. So best approach with caution and be delicate. Keep my name out of your mouth, that's for your benefit. I'ma give you a few months to stay relevant. Then I might just drop the song of the year just by accident. Young Swiss.
Come on boys, let's do this. On 1, 2... Three, let's go.
You listen to a real Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A real Clip Central. WOC. A real Clip Central. Radio has never been this good. A real Clip Central. WOC.
All right, so we wrap up our conversation with the Young Swiss. Let's find out what he's up to this weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend we're actually celebrating Cool in the City's 8th birthday, so we're going to be at Kong. We're doing a concert.
Wait, that's happening tonight? Yeah,
no, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. So Kong, who else is going to be out there?
Well, I'm going to be with Reason, Ginger Trail, and who else is going to be out there? Well, that's the guys I'm going to be performing with. Okay. And a lot of other artists.
Nice one. So what's the next single for you?
The next, can I swear?
Yeah.
Oh, to cuss? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The next single is called Fuck Up the Crib.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. It's a hectic one, man. Like, we take
it. You better bring
one.
It. You better bring it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay.
So, is it ready or is it in the works?
Well, we're dropping on the 12th.
Okay.
Next month.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, man, thank you very much for coming through.
Pleasure, bro.
And we hope that you do come back once that single is ready.
Definitely.
I mean, we are the only station, honestly, that could play it as raw as it is. Yeah. So,
let's premiere each other then.
No, we should. Why not?
One time.
Big up yourself. Thanks a lot for hanging out
with
us.
Thanks for having me, bro.
That's the Young Swiss, ladies and gentlemen. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere you can get me on at Young Swiss PGP.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more
That's
time.
Everywhere. Young Swiss PGP.
Okay, cool stuff. Young Swiss, ladies and gentlemen. One more guest before we part ways. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, don't move. This is Cole Black. Alright.
Why you do it, girl? Now you did drive me crazy, and you got me saying. Oh, can I got me dance with you, Rosie? He's a pretty cutie, and I like the way you do what you do. Why you do it, girl? Now you did drive me crazy, and you got me saying.
We're back again with Cole Black.
Good seeing you again, so good, man. To be back in Cliff Central. How you doing, O'Neal?
I'm chilled, man. So life has been good. I mean, I'm hearing the sound. Everything is sounding so crisp. You've got a new single as well, which we're going to play shortly.
Okay.
How's life been since we saw you?
Well, life has been great. And all I can say is thanks to God and thanks for those that have supported me and believed in this dream.
Yeah.
That is going to come to pass one day. I want to say big thank you to all my fans out there listening to me.
Yeah.
I really love you so much. Thank you.
Take us through some of the projects you've been involved with since we last saw you. Are there any notable ones?
Yes, currently, like you just said, I'm dropping a new single. It's called My Life, The Money.
Yeah.
And also, I'm working on a new, also another single with a friend from Nigeria. He's also an artist.
Yeah.
It's coming up. It's Precious. And we have a mystery South African guest artist on that song. It's super awesome.
Nice one. So let's check out this brand new one. It's called My Life, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Oh, Steve Jazz in the beat.
I'm living in life. That's
So My Life, let's talk about it. What was happening here on the song?
On the song, it's just all about my life. Uh-huh. Waking up in the morning, knowing how life is supposed to be that day.
Just
trying to express myself in that song and saying, this is my life. This is how I live my life. This is what I do. It's all about being successful for me. That is my most paramount message, you know.
Yeah.
Being successful, being out there, and you know, this is me.
You see, you seem to be a very spiritual person.
Yes,
I remember even the last time we hung out, you know, you came here and just you were dropping jewels all over the place. So how do you stay sane? How do you keep yourself sane?
Keeping yourself sane is all about, it's a mindset and it's being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
When you're conscious, you can stay sane because you know what is right and you know what is wrong. So if you can be able to make that choice and tell yourself, I want to be a good person.
Yeah.
I want to do what's right. No matter what the world throws at me, I want to just be right.
Yeah.
I just want to be the positive guy everybody likes to be around.
How do you apply that to your life as an artist, and how does it translate to what people ultimately consume in terms of the product that you put out, as in your music?
I would say it's more in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
In the message, I try to make myself like more simple, telling people about this is me. This is, I preach my message more in my songs. So I would say lyrically,
yeah,
it's how I pass my message across.
How often do you travel back to Nigeria?
Not traveled in a while though.
You haven't traveled in a while.
Yeah.
Any collabs with some of your fellow countrymen?
Yes, I'm working on a song with Runtown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was in town last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he's gonna come back again, and we're having a song, and also with Two-Face.
Oh, nice. So, I know he's still here doing, his Coke studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Pataranking is also
Pataranking and the band as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're seeing a lot of that happening. We're seeing a lot of collaboration between Nigerian artists and South African artists, including producers as well.
Okay.
Are you working with any producers from Nigeria?
Currently, yes, I'm working with T-Spice.
Okay.
He did a song with Runtown and Davido Galado.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one doing the new song I said I have with a mystery South African artist, which is going to come up in about 2-3 weeks from now.
If you just join us, hanging out with Cole Black, let's take Paid.
I'm in my zone. Tell the fucking suckers, nigga, I go back home. See money on my mind, I'm dead to pay. I hustle to the top, struggling for bright days. You know me, I know come to look for
Cole Black with Paid. Any performances lined up in the near future?
Currently we're working on a performance at NYC Club, and that should be coming up next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the club in, is it in Four Ways?
Four Ways Crossing,
yeah. I haven't been there. How is that joint?
That's super sick, eh?
So a lot of performances happening there?
A lot of performances, and it's dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cole Black, ladies and gentlemen, any other exciting projects you wish to share with us before we let you go?
I think I just did that with the songs that are coming up.
Yeah.
So immediately the drop, I'll let you be the first to play it exclusively.
All right. But for now, the song that's running and that you're pushing is My Life.
Yes.
And it's out. Is it available everywhere for download?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud for now.
SoundCloud for now. Yeah. Is it going to be going into iTunes soon?
Yes, definitely. We're working on that.
All right, big up yourself, man. Listen,
thank you so
this
much.
Is your
appreciate
home. Always make time to stop by and
definitely
just share yourself
that.
With us.
Definitely, I'll do that. Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity. Big shout
always,
out to you.
Always.
Cliff Central, all big right. ups.
So we continue with some music. Remember, everything you heard today will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Junior.
It's O'Neal Africa.
It's a brand new one from Davido. So we never have time to ourselves, myself and Gina. So I want to just catch up with him and see what he's up to. What are you up to, Gina, this weekend?
I'm just going to be a family man.
Okay, so you're just going to be hanging out with family?
Yeah, at least.
Why are you saying finally? You haven't been able to spend time with family?
Yeah, it's been busy, you know, past few weeks, you know. So, at least now, you know.
Oh, yeah, and your sister wasn't well for a while, eh?
Yeah, yeah, she's good now, yeah.
She's so, okay?
Yeah, 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 she's...
Nice
she's,
one.
Yeah, 100.
All right, more music, we're coming back. Don't move. This is Ricardo.
Double OC. It's O'Neal Africa.
All right, now, as usual, please make sure that you check out the download link, which should be available from at least 4:30. Everything that happened on the show will be available then. Make sure you download it, share it, keep it with your friends, or share it with your friends, brother. So, yeah, man, it's been a great one. Thank you to all my guests and all the producers and all the work that Junior put in as well. Thank you, Junior.
Thank you, sir.
All right, what are you doing this weekend again? You're chilling with family.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to be laid back, man.
All right, I'm doing Why Not as soon as I get out of here. And my set is from 9 p.m. That's something I'm looking forward to. Otherwise, we'll catch you guys next week, Friday, right?
Peace.
We out of here.
It's O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central. City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide. Double OC. It's O'Neal.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.